are we doing now?
Right, what we're doing now is Shakespeare.
Peter O'Toole used to have a book of Shakespeare's sonnets beside his bed and read them all the time.
Did he?
Loved them.
Why has this gone off?
He was a good actor, Peter O'Toole. Good stage actor. Not only on film. Peter O'Toole.
Where has song gone? Song. Is song around? Come in, Scott. Where has song gone?
He went out. Oh, God. I saw him at the tea. Oh, God.
Where's the song?
I get over 100 emails a day and I ignore half of them.
You got 100 a day.
100 a day.
So are you keeping or are you deleting?
I don't usually delete.
It's taking me away from what I'm meant to be doing.
That's right, exactly.
And then you look at the time and it's fucking 3 hours gone.
That's right.
Especially if your computer will mirror it.
That's right.
Go back to pen and paper so people can read my book.
That's it. So where is Som? Is he back? Has he been found?
He's out.
Come on, Song.
He's been anxious about Shakespeare.
Well, he won't be anxious when we finish this. Where was he? He came behind you, but he... Come on, Song. We need your song. Okay. Shakespeare. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. See, this is a lady whose eyes are like the sun.
They're nothing like the sun.
This is in the reader. This is in the reader.
That's that famous artist.
Aphrodite coming out of the show.
No, it's not Da Vinci.
Let's find the page. Who can find the page for me? It is. It's page 26.
Sorry, Michael. Are we putting this in the blog?
No. No, don't put it in the blog.
Right.
Use that with your learning partner.
All right.
Okay. To get them to help you sort out the grammatical problems with it. 26. One page in front of 27. Just near the mangoes poem. Just one page before the mangoes poem.
Oh no, the cover is falling off.
There is a bulldog clip somewhere.
I'll get you a bulldog clip.
Oh, I put mangoes on the mistress's
There's a spare one somewhere. There's a spare one here. who's have you got a bulldog kit for Josh? There's one here if you need it.
And that's another famous artist that did all the
food.
I can't remember.
Not Bosch.
Was that wasn't Bosch, was it?
No.
No.
these are two portraits of Shakespeare.
Original.
That we're not sure whether this was Shakespeare or this was Shakespeare. There's been dispute as to who Shakespeare actually was. But he's probably more like this guy here.
Why?
Because Shakespeare was subversive. Shakespeare, despite the fact that people think he's, you know, the greatest author who ever lived and he's on the HSC, etc., Shakespeare was someone who wanted to undermine politics. He sided with the underdog. The first play of Shakespeare's that was ever put on in Sydney is Henry IV. It was put on with a crowd of convicts who played the roles. And Henry IV is about the young prince who spent his life in a tavern with the down and outs of London. And Shakespeare was very much attuned to people who were not part of the, to use Neil's famous expression, toffs. Shakespeare was dead against the toffs.
Sure writes like one.
No, he doesn't. This is because you don't understand him yet. What you're reading here is language 500 years old.
That was the language back then,
and it isn't always the language of the toffs. Sometimes it's the language of the ditch diggers. Sometimes it's the language of the people who carry the fruit around the markets. Shakespeare, in fact, uses all sorts of different kinds of language. In this poem here, in this sonnet, "My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun," he actually is telling the world that his mistress is not beautiful, that her breath smells, her hair sticks up in all sorts of different directions. She is not your archetypal beauty, quite the opposite. "My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun." If anything, she's like this. Now, Shakespeare's mistress, we don't know for sure. Some people say his mistress was a dark mistress. Brown skin, even black skin, we don't know. We do know that Shakespeare also has been suggested that he was bisexual, because he had male friends as well as female friends, and in his sonnets he writes about them equally in love relationships.
It's an idea as well that he's not just one person, that it's a group of writers.
Well, that's another idea. That's another idea.
It's a theory.
Yeah, it's a theory. So, "My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun." Let's go through this poem. You've got it in front of you on the page. We've also got it up here. "My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun." Because, you know, you normally describe your mistress' eyes. "Your eyes are so beautiful, they're shining like the sun." "My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips are red." You know, sometimes coral is brilliant red, but her lips are not red like
money.
Coral was money.
Back then,
that's interesting. I didn't even know that, Neil. Where did you get that idea from?
Well, from all the Tahitian Islands and all those kind of places.
Of course.
In North America and South America and Europe and all those kind of places.
It was worth money.
That's what they used. They used the barter system, but
yeah.
the kings and the leaders of the tribes all had big red coral things.
Interesting.
There's a name for it. They actually have a thing that still happens today.
Okay.
It's older than cross.
Well, that's really interesting. But then coral has got more than just the meaning, more than the...
And the red corals.
The red corals.
Red corals, not white.
That would be in Europe.
Yeah.
Is it still expensive?
Yeah, sometimes it travels. It goes
over. A real coral. There's a lot of synthetic corals.
They go to village and swap them.
So the point of Neil's comment really is that coral is more than just a beautiful object, it's also a valuable object. But Shakespeare is saying coral is far more red than her lips red. So her lips are not red. Her lips are not valuable archetypal beauty. If snow be white, if snow is white, why then her breasts, my mistress's breasts, are done. They're dark. So they're not white. You know, normally talk about a woman, virginal, white breasts. My mistress's breasts are a dark coloured. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. So her head is like, that's, people are thinking that she's a black woman with very curly, tight hair, black skin, black breasts, possibly. "I have seen roses damasked, red and white." Damask rose is a rose that's
type of
different colours, red and white colours, bicoloured. "But no such roses see I in her cheeks," because people would say about a typical boy, "Oh, her cheeks are as beautiful as roses." No roses in my mistress's cheeks. "And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks." So she's got horrible morning breath. And you know, reek, stink.
Ooh.
So that's his mistress. But in some perfumes, there's more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. Josh, you had a question?
Yeah, I just on these words that you're saying, like ringing out
yep.
about this mistress.
Yep.
Could it be that the mistress might not be his wife at all? It could be like...
Well, a mistress is never your wife.
But a mistress is not your wife.
A mistress is never your wife.
I thought it was like his wife.
And his wife. He left his wife back in Stratford when he was about 23 with the two daughters.
Right.
And he went to London on his own and had all relationships for about 30 years and then went back to Stratford.
But it sounds like something you see in a pub or something.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. It's a bit like the lady you met in the pub. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music has a far more pleasing sound. Yeah, how you doing, Will? What you going on tonight at the theatre, Will? Yeah, can I come and see your play? So music's got a far more pleasing sound than the words that come out of my mistress's mouth. So this mistress, she's got bad breath, she doesn't speak too well, she's got wiry hair, she's got ugly lips, she's got eyes not worth talking about. This mistress, what is this mistress?
I grant I never saw
a goddess go. I've never seen a goddess. I've never seen how a goddess walks. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. So my mistress is not a goddess. She just walks on the ground. She's, you know, on the earth. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare.
So he lay in bed with a black woman, which was a taboo back then.
Well, we don't know she's black. There wouldn't be many blacks around in those days.
Right, there were slaves back then.
Probably a person from a
cross. Let's look at these words first here, look. As any she belied. Now, with false compare. Now, what he's implying is that most women, beautiful women, with eyes like the sun, with lips like coral,
they
with
may not white, be with, all the crap.
Hang on a second. Usually women are lied about with false comparisons, belied with false compare. And yet he's saying, and yet by heaven, I think my love as rare as any who are lied about by false compare. So my dark woman, with all her ugliness, is better, superior, as rare as any of these, you know, stereotypical beautiful women that stand in Vogue magazine or in the David Jones catalogue or what have
sense.
You.
That totally makes sense. Back in the time period.
That's
you know,
right.
You know, where there was a lot of stuff.
That's right. So Shakespeare's view here is very subversive. He's subverting the typical archetypal standard of beauty. And he's saying that beauty is not what you typically and what you, you know, in a conventional way assume it is. Beauty is far more...
Don't assume beauty.
Don't assume beauty. Earthly. It's down to earth. Yeah. That's right. It's down to earth. And a lot of Shakespeare's writing has got this quality, that it takes you down to the earth, it takes you away from the hierarchies, it criticizes authority very much. Now, a couple of other things to be said about this. This is a sonnet, and it's very traditional sonnet, because it's got a rhyme scheme. Look, sun, dun, red, head, white, delight, cheeks, reeks, no, go, sound, ground. What you've got is you've got every second line rhyming. But in the very last two, in the 13th and 14th line, the punch line, you can see that they're actually indented, rare compare. My love, and yet by heaven I think my love is rare as any she belied with false compare. And rare and false compare really chime there because he's actually making a big difference between the rarity of his love and those women who are compared to all the kind of grandeur. So there's Shakespeare, your first taste of Shakespeare. And Neil, I ask you to take back your comment that he's in fact the opposite in this poem.
In this poem, yeah.
And you're going to see something like that in The Merchant of Venice when we come to look at it too.
Michael, can I ask you, what does he do when he... But this would be more in his plays. He kind of argues. He goes off and argues about something he's said.
Yep.
And then he comes back and weaves back.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that called?
What's it called?
Contradiction.
He kind of contradicts himself and then he goes, but what? You know, and then he sort of...
Well, a lot of his writing has got lots of argument that flows like that. And as Rosanna just said, some of his long speeches are soliloquies, and within those soliloquies, he often has a character standing on stage, like Hamlet, for example. To be or not to be, that is the question, and so on.
It's written for theatre.
It's written for theatre. This is not written for theatre. Definitely some of his work is written for theatre.
He argues with himself, and he gives what other people might think their opinions. So that's really interesting.
Well, in a way, he's kind of arguing with something here too, isn't he? He's arguing with a conventional version of beauty.
Yeah. On that comment, a lot of monologue plays.
Yep.
In modern day time, they do a lot of arguments with themselves too.
They do.
A lot of contributions to each other if it's monologue.
Well, actually, you're picking up a very important point that in any drama that's successful, you've got conflict. Mm. Because conflict makes for interesting theatre. So you've got people arguing with each other, either with themselves or with others. That's what makes drama successful.
But the
tones are different, so it'll start soft.
That's
and
right.
Slow, and then there'll be a real harsh tone.
That's right, very good.
Arouses the crowd.
That's right.
And it gets them interested.
Yep.
And then it'll dial that down, and then it'll bite back. And
beautiful. Yeah. Like music almost.
But literature has to have conflict, or you'd be bored.
Out of your wits.
Yes.
Life has to have conflict, otherwise you'd be bored out of your wits.
Yeah, so I mean, it's about, you know, if you read that someone gets what they want and gets that guy they want, and you wouldn't read the book.
That's right, that's right. Good, Adelaide.
Michael, question.
Yep.
What language he wrote this?
He wrote in English.
And exactly like this?
Exactly like that.
All those old English.
This is old English. This is, well,
tea and this and
the thy and all that stuff. That's the Shakespeare that
you'll find. You'll find the thy and the thou, and you'll find old English. This is not edited.
This is exactly how he
hath
wrote.
Hath, you see,
exactly
hath
how he
exactly
wrote.
As he wrote it. Yeah, all this right. is exactly yeah, as he wrote. It. Colin.
I was just waving for a learning partner.
No. A waving where? Hi. Okay, your learning partner.
I don't have one.
He's
got
one last night.
Okay. Rosanna will sort you out afterwards. She'll find a learning partner for you.
Do you want to have a learning partner tonight or not?
Probably. We'll find out. We'll see what we can do.
Otherwise, I can bugger off
somewhere else. No, don't bugger off. Find out first if there's somebody here for you. Otherwise, they might be waiting for you. And that'd be sad.
Yes.
Okay. Good. So now, when you go back to those blog questions that I've put up for you in my blog on My Mistress Eyes and Nothing Like the Sun, too, you might want to choose one of those this week related to this poem.
So what is it we've got to do this week?
Just the choices of what Michael put up on his blog, five choices.
Yeah, just to go back and have a look at those, see what you think. Let's have a little bit of a chat about those questions.
All right.
So here they are. So the first question was, what kind of woman do you think was Shakespeare's mistress? Well, you could probably answer that in a paragraph, and you could write about the poem, and you could look more closely at some of the details. Second question, in either prose or poetry, write a short appreciation of the unnamed master or mistress in your own life. You could use Shakespeare as a kind of a model there. Are you going to talk about your master or mistress in those kinds of ways, saying that your master or mistress is more authentic than the stereotypical views of beauty that society provides?
So we have a mistress if we're not married, really?
You can have one. Yeah, why not?
We can have someone we fantasize about.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the other two questions are not about Shakespeare. These two questions here are about how your contact with literary language in the last few weeks has been opening your eyes to new possibilities. Or a more basic descriptive exercise here. Describe the journey that you went on when you came to class today, from wherever it was, whether it was from Bondi Beach on the bus or the train or what have you. Use descriptive words to bring all your senses into play.
What if it was just from the lift upstairs?
Do it. Every detail. Every rumble.
Every step.
All the rubbish that was on the floor. What you saw when you got out of the lift. Some people, you know, have written novels about two-hour periods. Every detail described with intensity. It's amazing what you can do with words. So what I want to do in the remaining 20 minutes of the class is to walk through this document with you. So that you have a...
Michael, so it's just number 5, it's important.
So which one?
So number 5, we can...
Create a topic of your own. Create a topic of your very own and write a few stanzas, poetry or paragraph or prose.
You can choose this one.
You can choose that one. Yep. I'm just trying to find my glasses. Here we are. So you've got this in front of you now, poetic devices. Yes, Colin.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I've got two.
This is also up in Leo and also on my blog site, by the way, but I thought I'd give you hard copies because you can...
It's chocolate.
So, at the top of the page, you've got a quote from Robert Frost. Robert Frost is the poet we looked at last week, The Road Not Taken. Remember that poem? And Robert Frost was asked, what is poetry? And he said, poetry is the kind of things poets write. So, not very helpful, but obviously Robert Frost feels that poetry is sort of something that comes instinctively and we just do it, as Josh is just doing it. As Ronan is just doing it. Poetry is a natural part of human expression. Obviously there's ways of doing it better, but basically just do it. And then these suggestions here are useful. A poet is limited in the materials he can use in creating his works. All he has are words. But these words need to be precisely right on several levels. They must sound right to the listener. They must have a meaning which might have been unanticipated but seems the right one. They must be arranged in a relationship and placed on the page in ways that are at once easy to follow and assist the reader in understanding. They must probe the depths of human thought, emotion, and empathy while appearing simple, self-contained, and unpretentious. Big demand, really. And then it says, fortunately, the English language contains a wide range of words from which to choose for almost every thought. The English language, by the way, is the biggest language in the world. The Oxford English Dictionary has 26 volumes of words, larger than any other language. And the reason is that England was conquered by so many different countries, by the Vikings,
Normans.
By the French, the Normans, by the Romans. And every time a conquering race came to England, the vocabulary expanded and expanded and expanded. That's why, you know, you have 4 or 5 different words for, say, dinner in English. You have
supper.
Dinner, you have supper, you have evening meal. Evening meal is very Anglo-Saxon. Dinner is French.
What about tea?
Tea. So you find that in English, everything that you choose has got a range of words, and each word is slightly different in its meaning.
When you come, a poet's right-hand man is a dictionary.
Beg your pardon?
A poet's right-hand man is a dictionary.
A poet's right-hand man is a dictionary. Very, very good thought, that's right. And even a thesaurus.
Thesaurus, but it says later on not to use it.
Who says that?
I read it in here. It says it's one that it's, you've got to be careful. And it says don't use it. It didn't say don't use it.
Yeah.
Be careful using it.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
You wouldn't want to use it all the time.
You have to be careful because alternative words can have slightly different meanings and they're not all equal to each other.
That's
the thing. So if you use a thesaurus, you need a dictionary as well to make sure that you're choosing the word with the right flavour. Okay? So it then goes through, it talks about poetic devices, the poetic devices here, and it talks about listening to poetry, to hear it aloud. That's important. Josh?
You can buy a songbook which has words that rhyme with other words.
That's good.
So if you're looking for example, the word cream, you can have the word, you'll find the word, if you look in alphabetical order, and you see the word cream, then it says stream, lean,
lean.
Yeah, so that's just like cheating me, you know what I mean?
Like
you want to write something.
I used to have a girlfriend,
you know what I mean?
You meant to read Leaves of grass out loud.
Yep.
That get, you know.
Yeah, I'm teaching that at the moment to my American literature class. Yeah. Leaves of Grass is a poem by Walt Whitman, and it's got really long lines, and it really kind of
it takes your breath away. Do you want to read it?
Takes your breath away. Have you read some of it, Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does take your breath away, intentionally so.
And they find it in the sort of rhymes dictionaries.
Yeah, the rhyming dictionaries.
And thousands and thousands. So are the right for poets to use them, or it's cheating?
Well, nowadays, rhyming is not so fashionable. Most of the free free verse that you find, and a lot of the verse that you've got in here, actually, does not have rhyme. Shakespeare has rhyme because he's writing in a period when it was very unfashionable not to rhyme, although some people did not rhyme. Walt Whitman doesn't rhyme, for example. Yes, Colin?
I'm just holding things.
Poetry, oh, so
holding things, seeing, learning partners. God, you've got to watch where your hands go.
Poetry is sort of out of fashion.
Poetry is not out of fashion.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
No, it's just been replaced by rap music.
That's right. And rap music is poetry.
It's poetical lyricist.
It is.
Did I hear you correctly when you said that a modern day poem now doesn't have any rhyme whatsoever?
A lot of modern poetry does not have rhyme. But that doesn't mean to say it doesn't have music.
Okay.
It doesn't mean to say it doesn't have mellifluousness. See, rhyme is not the only way that you can make language musical. Rhyme can help the music, and in some poems the rhyme can really bring a clinching to the meaning. For instance, rare, compare. In that poem, those two rhymes really work well to make his final point really sing. But there's a lot of poetry that doesn't have rhyme, but it doesn't lack... I mean, there's been arguments about this from traditionalists and free verse people. Traditionalists have said you can't write poetry without rhyme. You've got to have form. But a lot of free verse people dispute that strongly.
What about having mix in one poem, mix of rhyme and no rhyme?
You could have that, yeah. Experiment with that.
I have a question about this mistress. So
yep.
I quite like his rhymes on the end.
So yeah, sure.
What's happens if I just keep his rhymes and rewrite my own? What's happens?
Well, that's good. That's a lot. Now, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
Poetry used to be taught... Yes. At schools, by getting students to imitate poets.
Shakespeare.
That's the way, not only Shakespeare, but other poets like Pope
that's
and Dryden and
like
Johnson.
To imitate him, but they write by all.
Too much toff, I reckon.
So, I mean, Michael, if I rewrite keeping his rhymes in the end, it's a little bit plagiarism.
It's what, sorry?
It's a little plagiarism or what's it?
Plagiarism. No, it's not plagiarism at all.
Not
plagiarism. No, not at all.
Right.
It is creative experimentation.
So it's like artistic artwork. So
it's an artistic artwork.
All right.
And maybe I suggest don't try and actually keep his exact rhymes, like you don't need to keep the exact words at the end, but you can rhyme in his pattern. That would be good. Yes, Neil?
No, I'm scratching.
You've got earache.
Scratching
your ear.
I've got one.
You've got a question, Josh.
Yeah.
He's the only person I can trust with his hand up.
Yeah.
Colin and Neil, every time they put their hand, it's going somewhere else. Go, Josh!
You said, you were talking about plagiarism before.
Yep.
Let's say with art as well, let's say you wanted to get some inspiration of designing an art piece.
Yeah.
So you've got all these different art pictures online, off the net.
Yep.
And for example, let's say you wanted to do a mountain. Let's say you wanted to do a mountain with a big font up the top of big lettering, and you want to have the style lettering as like a C. You look at a font of a C, you copy that C, and then use a mountain from somewhere else and design your own mountain from that. It's from just like getting inspiration.
You've been inspired by that particular form.
That's not plagiarism.
Plagiarism is exact copying of either text or image and using that and saying it's your own. But everything else, as you've been describing it, is being inspired and, you know, using your own imagination to develop something along your own lines. Okay? So on this sheet here, the first section is the sounds of words, and I've kind of spelt out quite a number of the things here. It's really worth looking at these examples that are given. First example is alliteration. The example is fast and furious, which is the first letter of words, the first consonant. Remember consonants and vowels? IEO and PBT.
Okay. The opposite.
Yep. So you've got assonance, repeated vowels inside words. He's a bruise and loser. A bruise and loser. Different spelling, but the same sound. It's important to recognize that sounds can sound the same, could be spelt differently, but there's still assonance there. Consonants, repeated consonant sounds at the endings of words placed near each other. Boats into the past, cool soul. So consonant, you don't have to remember all this. This is just to open up your eyes as a kind of guide to all the different ways in which a poet uses sounds when they're working their poetry. And if you use sounds to amplify and enhance your meaning, then you are not necessarily creating better poetry, but you've found a tool where you can get your meaning across more sharply. Cacophony. Cacophony is the opposite of harmony. Cacophony, example. My stick fingers click with a snicker, and chuckling they knuckle the keys. Light-footed my steel feelers flicker, and pluck from these keys melodies. Cacophony is ugly, sharp, harsh sounding, unpleasant sounds, conveying disorder. Euphony, the opposite of cacophony, pleasing sounds conveying harmony and beauty. Than oars divide the ocean, to silver for a seam, or butterflies off banks of noon leap plashless as they swim. So this euphony, where all the words, all the sounds are sounding very harmonious together. Now when you read David Malouf's Remembering Babylon, you'll find in there lots of passages, his writing is very harmonious. He really kind of captures the feel of nature. He captures the feeling of the way that children relate to each other. He's really beautiful in his choice of words. Onomatopoeia, we've already discussed that. Words that sound like their meanings. Hear the steady tick of the old hall clock. Repetition, something that Song picked up from our discussion of the mango poem last week. I was glad, so very, very glad. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them. So repetition. Rhyme. This is one of the devices most commonly associated with poetry by the general public. Most people nowadays, if you talk to them about poetry, they say, oh, that's words using rhymes. Well, it was 100 years ago. It's not necessarily anymore. In fact, most poets writing nowadays do not use rhyme. Okay. Over the page, rhythm. Now, as I'm speaking to you now, you probably haven't noticed, but all the words that have strong meaning, I am emphasizing. I am emphasizing the words that have meaning, and all the it's, the don'ts, the nots, they don't get so much emphasis. When anybody speaks, their word has got a rhythm. Their language has got a rhythm. Speech always has a rhythm. The difference between spoken language, as I'm speaking now, and prose language is that the rhythm is not ordered. And in poetry, usually, it's ordered or it's shaped so that you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beats, or 1, 2, 3 beats, or 1, 2 beats in a line, like music. Now, here's some examples, look. I thought I saw a pussy cat. I thought I saw a pussy cat. So in that line, you've got thought, saw, puss, and cat. You've got four sections of the words, four syllables that are emphasized. Such patterns are sometimes referred to as meter. The word meter here is spelt the American way. The English way is M-E-T-R-E, just for reference. Poetry is organized by the division of line into feet or metric units. Now, I don't want to go into this too much because I don't want people to get jump off the Harbour Bridge or anything.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I'm getting the sense of that. It's not that important, but when we come to Shakespeare, let me have a look here in this Shakespeare sonnet. Come on, where are we? Back to the Shakespeare sonnet for a minute. Okay. So here, my mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. You've got five stresses in that line. Coral is far more red than her lips red. Five stresses. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. Shakespeare is very conscious of keeping a regular rhythm through that. And if I spoke like that, if I spoke like that to you now, you would think I was a nutcase and would decide to go right now and never come back for more. You see, poetry is deliberately shaped. Prose has got rhythm, but it's not deliberate like that. I have seen roses. This one's interesting because he goes a little bit off here. I have seen roses damask red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. Most of these rhythms are da 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 da. They're strong, weak. They go like this. Da da. That's a strong one. Da 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 da. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun.
So he's dancing.
He's dancing. Coral is far more red than her lips red. Let's all get up and dance to it. Let's go. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. Rhythm in poetry. And this is something, this goes back really to what I was saying to you earlier, Josh, too, and to Ronan. When you're writing poetry, you don't have to get such a kind of a regular rhythm, but it's good to have a sense of rhythm, of how the rhythm is supporting your meaning. Yes, please.
Have you ever read Psalms?
Yes, I've read Psalms.
Because Psalms are songs, what I heard.
Yeah.
It actually says here later on in this leaflet about Psalms.
Yeah, go.
Is this the same? Is the Psalms the same rhythm that?
No, not the same as that. There are many different types of rhythm, as Neil is pointing out and doesn't want to know about it, and I can understand this. I am trochee, anapest, dactyl, and spondy. My God, what the hell are those?
Well, I don't know how.
Don't worry about it.
I understand the pattern.
Yep.
The name.
Yep.
Lamb and lambic. And yep. The example is in bite. How do they have, how?
Okay.
How is
easy.
Lamb
look.
And lambic in bite?
It's actually I am. I am. Lambic. Because if you look here, Neil, if you sound that word, invite, this is weak and that is strong. Invite. Invite.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you do it. Right. See, it's quite simple, really. Yeah. Yes, Colin. What? You go hand up again and no question.
That explains it all, thanks.
That's good. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Invite or deadline. Or
this way or that way.
Look, deadline. Deadline. Strong week. Or to the beach. Look. To the beach. Weak, weak, strong. To the beach. Or frequently. 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 Frequently.
You're using the syllable to the make beat. The sound.
You're using the strong syllable for the strong beat. That's how you, that's the whole mystery solved there.
So Psalms will have strong, weak, strong, weak.
Absolutely, they will. But those strong weeks, they're organized into five to a line, or six to a line, or seven to a line, or three to a line, or four to a line. That's how music's organized too.
That's like written in bars.
It is exactly written in bars. You got it. Are you a musician, Neil?
No.
As well as everything else.
No, I like music, but yeah. I
But you knew about bars.
Of course.
That's it. No, not of course. Not everybody knows about bars. Anybody else know about bars of music?
Yeah.
Josh does. Colin does. Ronan does, but no one else does. So there you go. I think it's time for a break, guys.
Yay.
Time to get to the computer. If you need to get onto WordPress or get things sorted out, I'm going to be around for a while. Your learning partners are going to be in half an hour. Grab yourself a break. See you next week for more fun at the circus.
If you're still alive.
If you are still alive.
Or you.
Or me.
People die.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure you've got some.
Just a quick question, Mark.
Yes.
In the things that you're asking on the thing.
Yep.
Is there
word length?
No. Is there a choice?
There's a choice.
Or preference? which you prefer us to write about?
No, no, whatever
so
takes your fancy.
Go from 1 to 5 doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Whatever you like to do, choose by, and if you want to do something completely independent, choose the 5th one where you choose your own.
Yeah.
Okay, looking forward to reading it, Neil. Only 5 o'clock now. Can all step back and rest for a few minutes. Now there's learning partners. You're cooking with gas, Josh, all the poems that you're writing. Where's all the inspiration coming from?
I don't know.
Your spirit.
My spirit. Yeah, I was the last poem that I just posted to James yesterday.
Yep.
I was doing creative writing class the day before.
Okay.
Down here.
Oh, is that now at the moment, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And the theme of it was water.
How'd you go, Scott?
Yeah, sorry, keep going, I'll talk to you.
The theme of it was water.
Yeah.
So from reading all these other poems that relate to water,
and
from listening to all these other stories as well, I started to write my own.
Fantastic.
Just recently.
That's great.
And the whole guitar thing, I woke up one morning, I was like, I've got to write a story on the guitar. And I thought, what if I make a story, a poem, based on something you expect.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to become.
That's right.
And right at the end, it's going to be a guitar.
That's right. That was a good idea. Yep. So, you're going to need some help, and Rosanna's going to help you there get sorted out with a learning partner. Most important thing is to, well, make sure they get onto Leo.
Yeah.
And the unit, well, the unit outline, you've got all that in the book there.
Have you registered with the university?
Okay. We could do that, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And give him my WordPress address so he knows where to go for the questions.
Yeah. Get that far.
Get that far. And get Emma to make sure that the application goes through and maybe next week he can get on board.
Yeah.
And Scott on my WordPress address, which I showed there. I've got all the details from the classes from the last 2 weeks are posted up there, including the audio of what we had in the session. So you could actually, if you've got time, you could actually go back and listen to what we covered last week and the week before.
Possibly. I've just got internet access now.
Great.
And it's on an iPad and I'm not very familiar with it. So
yep.
I'm just
getting there slowly.
It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've had to sit down and think.
Well, good that you've started.
Would I be able to write something down on paper? And then
you could.
We'll go from there.
Yeah, go from there.
And with the learning partner?
Yep. It's here. But they come here at 5:30, and hopefully Rosanna's going to have a learning partner for you tonight.
I'm really quite tired.
You can't go, can't be here tonight.
What I'll do is next week, I'll make sure that I'm not as tired.
Okay. Well, would it be worth getting you set up with WordPress now so that you could...
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Very, very busy.
Okay.
Actually,
you don't think you'd take it in now? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go home and have a look through things and eat and stuff.
So. Yeah. Well, you've got the material there, the handout, and you've got the... So go home and read that. And why don't you write me something for next week that you can bring and we can use that with the learning part?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, for example, you've got this poem, My Mistress Eyes Are Nothing Like the Sun. We went through that. You read it with us here. Why don't you write, in answer to the question, tell us about Shakespeare's vision of his mistress in prose, and write a paragraph that gives your understanding of what the poem says, and that gives me a chance to know where you're up with your writing
in prose.
I mean, you might be brilliant in your writing, you might not need that much help with the learning partners, or you might need a lot of help.
Well,
a lot of good bullshitters are also good writers. Okay, anyway, great to have you, Scott.
Yeah, sure.
good. See you.
Not today, we just spoke. I've got to bring something in because I've just gotten on the internet and it's an Apple iPad and I'm way behind with this stuff. So
are you going to stay for learning partners tonight?
Not today.
Okay, but we'll get you up to date next week.
Yeah.
It's hard when you come to the first.
And I've given him a little writing exercise to do for next week on Shakespeare, so he can bring that for next week.
Just on paper.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll put something together.
Yeah.
Once I'm generated.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Good, Scott.
How'd you go?
We'll wait and see.
Yeah. How do they comment?
Oh, they just go into the... Oh, yeah, that's an interesting question. You click on the... Either it has comment here, depending on how they've set it up, or you click on the title of the blog and a comment space appears at the bottom.
All right, because they might start doing something.
That would be good.
Okay, so it says comment here or title. They just click on the title.
They click on the title and then a little space appears at the bottom, comment. There's one or two few cases where, for some odd reason, the template they've chosen doesn't have a comments function unless they go in into the dashboard and set it up. In that case, let's not worry about it tonight.
Okay.
Can you hold my computer for a second? I'm just going to go back up again.
Yeah, sure.
Can you drink some of this?
Thank you.
Me drink some of this water.
Okay. No, I'm serious. The amount of adrenaline you probably should do this. I know you do it all the time. But it's pretty full in this classroom. Mm-hmm. And you have to drink.
Thank you. You do. I do.
You have to drink.
Yeah, okay.
We have to.
Okay.
We get older, we're supposed to drink more.
Oh. Okay, thank you, Rosanna.
I'll come from a place of care and love, you know that.
I do know that.
Good.
I've actually come from 2 hours of pumping out the same with students around the art gallery this morning.
Oh, so even worse.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, did you carry water with you there? Of course not.
Of course not. That's right.
Your wife or her must slap you around. She needs to.
Okie doke.
Now, you're not hanging around tonight, or are you going
to... I'm actually going to get back to uni shortly to post some stuff up for students for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I was going to hang around if anybody needed anything.
Yeah.
So I'll hang around for half an hour, see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael, did you come to the launch of the anthology at Carolyn O'Day?
I did. I was there.
Did you catch up with Shannon?
I did. I caught up with Shannon. Yeah, amazing.
Who was that person?
He gave me a painting as well.
Me too. Oh, yeah. A blue one.
Who was he? He was a dysfunctional, aggressive, angry man who we were all terrified of.
Well, he was terrified of himself.
He was.
He had to do that to be able to function in the world.
And look, he's...
I couldn't believe it.
No,
when
that's
I
right.
saw him there, I thought, what's going to happen? What's he going to do with all those people?
I had that exact same question.
And then I went up to him and that was the first conversation I've had with him.
Amazing. Some transformation.
Genius.
Yeah, he is.
He must have the meds. And Peter Howard said he joined up with the Wesley Church
in
Camden. There's 3 of our students have been through that. And that's made a huge difference. But there's got to be medication as well involved or something.
Maybe.
I couldn't believe it.
I know. It was amazing.
I know. It was. So you just don't know. I was so grateful to have that.
Yeah.
Because he's a genius. Like, he's not of this world.
No, that's right.
I mean, he showed me some of the art he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. He's doing Japanese mangas. You know those Japanese, that Japanese art? You know, the manga characters? Yep. You should see it.
Yeah, right, okay.
Like, they're just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gave me a picture too, okay. Which I'm really... Mine's got depths of blues and darkness and then the moon and a sky sort of in it. I've got it in the house and every light that reflects on it gives it... Every time I look at it, I see a different picture.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's like poetry
in a piece of art. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And what's he doing with his life at the moment, do you know? No idea.
And he was there with his daughter.
Ah, well, it was his daughter, was it?
As normal as normal. Is that inverted commas.
It's extraordinary.
And I said to him, I said, why your daughter could come and do our course?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He turns to me and says, she has a very rich and fulfilling life. She doesn't need to do it.
Yeah, amazing, amazing.
And it was great for her because her father was getting a lot of praise.
Yeah, you know, so
who knows what she's been through.
Yeah, that's right.
So this work is amazing.
What a story.
Really amazing. I mean, Peter Howard said he's going to be one of the next things that we're looking to produce is stuff on the stories of some of our students. And I mean, you know, his would be really interesting.
Well, what about Neil? I mean, it only came out in this blog here. I didn't know it was an Indigenous background.
Well, when he mentioned Judith Wright and that poem being...
He knew something.
I thought... How would he know?
That's right.
You didn't know it.
No, I didn't know it.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Great to have a recording of it. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
We think we know, Michael.
We think we know. That's right. Agreed.
I come here and it's like, I say to my friend, I said, why do we keep doing this? I said, because these people are my teachers.
That's right. That's
right. I think there's a phase in life where you need that. You need it from completely different.
Right, that's right. You do.
It's a different culture. It's a different.
That's right.
You know, I walk back to Central every Wednesday and think, I've got no idea. It's amazing, amazing stuff.
What I find amazing too is that when they start hearing their own words exposed like this, it just opens up, you know, incredibly.
You could feel it in the room.
You could.
Totally. And they all wanted to, they didn't want to make sure you didn't miss
that's
anyone.
Right.
They
no, that's right.
They were looking to see you.
I know, that's
and then you've got someone like Song, for example.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
You know, who...
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
It is. I'm just going to pack my stuff up here and then I'll come out.
I know that you like to do that so you don't let anything...
That's it. Yeah.
Just give me that cup there and I can put that in the bin.
Lovely, thank you.
So you have ways to kind of debrief yourself when you go home? And
I do.
You've got techniques?
I try to. I try. Well, yeah. Yesterday.
When the semester's full running, do you sleep?
When what?
When the semester's in full force, do you sleep?
Not very well. You know, I wake up a couple of times at night. But last night, on a Tuesday night, I have a long sleep. I was sleeping this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I slept for 8 hours, which is very unusual. Mm-hmm. And I got home yesterday afternoon and went for a run into the bush.
Yeah,
which
so
was
got
really,
those techniques.
I've got those techniques. It doesn't always work. This is an incredibly busy semester for me, this one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a semester like this again. I'm going to manage it differently.
I've heard you say that before.
My wife's on to me at the moment. Well, she said, you've got to go down to 60%. I'm on 80% at the moment.
Yeah,
doesn't feel like it. But
I will in a couple of weeks. There could be conversations to have there, but...
There could be.
There's people you can have it with, I'm sure.
Okay, gosh.
I'll never forget this. Your face was a photograph.
What was that?
And we were at Campbelltown and you said, oh, and I got a text from my student at 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And Shannon goes, well, that's bloody stupid. What have you got your... Like, you're just saying, who are you? Who do you think you are at 2 o'clock in the morning and being available to students in his madness?
Yeah, that's right.
In his madness, he said that
you
to
recognize
you.
Recognise that.
And you just stood there and went, oh, you're right. I'll never forget it. So that's what I'm saying. This is this word. That's
right.
How God speaks.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep.
And then what you're talking about, making it the same bar.
Yep.
I'm realizing now with this new poem that I posted, I need to fix it up a bit.
Good. That's great.
But it's a storyline, but I still want to make it like a story. I'm just trying to tell a story.
Okay, yep.
So I'm trying to...
That's good that that's the message has got through. That's fantastic. Several people out there wanting me to look at their settings.
Sure.
So I'll have a look at it online and I'll give you. But if you, what you can do.
I'm just hanging on Word at the moment.
You can email me.
Yeah.
You've got my email address, haven't you? It's in
yeah.
the unit outline.
Yeah, yeah.
Email me and ask me specifically what can I do about this sentence.
Okay.
You got it?